USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Authorities are reviewing videos and speaking with witnesses to the deadly stampede that killed 8 people at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston. The tragedy unfolded when the crowd of tens of thousands of people rushed the stage, squeezing people so tightly they could not breathe. On stage at the time, rapper Travis Scott. He expressed his condolences on social media.
Everybody continue to just keep your prayers. I mean, I'm honestly just devastated, and I could never imagine anything like this just happening.
A memorial is growing outside NRG Park in Houston for the 8 people who died and the more than 300 who were injured. The Prime Minister of Iraq was targeted by an assassination attempt. The Prime Minister saying the residents, quote, came under a cowardly attack. 2 of the drones involved in the attack were shot down by Iraqi security forces. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
People in most parts around the U.S. adjusting to daylight saving time.
The Department of Transportation, which is in charge of daylight saving time, says the practice still saves energy, prevents traffic accidents, and helps reduce crime. Sleep experts are warning, though, that the consequences of losing sleep from daylight saving far outweigh any possible value. Others say they never really notice the change in the clock when it comes to their sleep. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A crew of U.S., French, and Japanese astronauts will have to delay their return home from a 6-month trip to the International Space Station due to high winds off the Florida coast. SpaceX delaying their departure until at least Monday afternoon. They're expected to splash down in the Gulf of Mexico. The good news is that the trip will last 8 hours, less than half as long as before. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Biden will visit the Port of Baltimore this week to promote the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, according to the White House.
President Joe Biden on Saturday hailed Congress's passage of his $1 trillion infrastructure package as a monumental step forward for the nation after fractious fellow Democrats resolved a months-long standoff in the ranks to seal the deal.
Finally, Infrastructure Week. I'm so happy to say that.
The House passed the measure 228 to 206 late Friday, prompting prolonged cheers from the relieved Democratic side of the chamber. The climate change funding included in the infrastructure bill points to an agenda that is wrapped in dollar bills that will do nothing to lower fuel costs and very little to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Mark Meadows said on Newsmax,
It's not going to be for roads and bridges. I mean, less than 15% of this bill actually was going for roads and bridges. And so when you start seeing trillions of dollars being spent, it's really for leftist policy that 13 Republicans embraced, and shame on them for doing it.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Monday's the day for the implementation of the vaccine requirement for anyone going to a shopping mall, theater, gym, or nail salon in Los Angeles. City Council voting for the ordinance last month requiring people 12 and older to be fully vaccinated to enter indoor public spaces. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.